It's the midway point on the third and final day of the Dual Donegal International Rally, and so far on day three, it has been dramatic. Callum Devine was the leader overnight. Noel O'Sullivan called in the notes for the Derryman on their polo on the opening stage. Gyarton just went too hard into a chicane, cleaned the chicane, done enough damage to the polo that they could not continue. That then handed the lead to the Citroen of Matt Edwards and David Moynihan. They headed to Atlantic Drive, but 600 metres into that stage, unfortunately, they slipped off the road in a big way and their rally came to an end. Thankfully, both the crews of Devine and O'Sullivan and Edwards and Moynihan are okay after their accidents. So the two contenders that were fighting it out at the front at the end of day two are now gone, and that means Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, the championship leaders in the Hyundai i20, they have a 1 second advantage at the head of the field over the polo of Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble. Sam Moffat has now been promoted to third. Keith Moriarty calls the notes in their Fiesta, but there's some 48 seconds adrift of Josh and Alistair, so it seems at this stage, if both them men can stay on the road, the fight for the title will be between those two drivers. Outside of the top three, Murrayan Evans is in fourth position overall, 6.4 seconds adrift off Moffat. Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly in the Fiesta promoted up to fifth, a further 18 adrift. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore are in sixth position overall, 55 seconds down on Boyle. Gary Jennings is 12 seconds further back on Gallagher in seventh position. And James Stafford and Thomas Scanlon, they wrap up the top eight. The difference in the modified category between Gallagher and Stafford is now out to 43.7 seconds. So that is the top eight unofficially after a special stage 17. The situation with the Edwards incident, the officials decided to put a stop to the actual stage so services could go in. So special stage, which was Atlantic Drive, and that was special stage 17, that has been cancelled. So what's happening now is all the crews are making their way to service. They will actually be in service at this stage in the afternoon. And Chris Ashmore is there, and we'll try and get some reaction from that for you. So that's the state of play. We've had just one stage of rally, and that was Gyarton. Obviously, High Glen was called off due to a bereavement in the locality earlier in the day, and now Atlantic Drive has been cancelled. Hopefully, we'll be able to run all those three stages later in the afternoon. We'll just take a look outside the top eight. In ninth position overall is David Kelly in the Fiesta. Up to 10th now, Declan Gallagher in the Starlet. He is currently third in class 14. 11th is Gary Kernan. 12th, Joe McGonigal. 13th, Enda O'Brien. 14th, Gareth McKeel. Michael Boyle is up to 15th. And then we've got Mark Alcorn in 16th position. Mark had the third fastest time on Gyarton. Josh Moffat had a 7.51. Mark Alcorn in an Escort was 8 minutes dead. And he has now been promoted to 16th overall. 17th, Richard Moffat. 18th is David Bogey, 19th Aaron McLaughlin, and wrapping up the top 20 now is Frank Kelly. The first of the cars in the final loop is due in Gyarton just after 3 o'clock, and that will be the new rally leaders in Sam Moffat and Andy Hayes. We'll be back with another update for you shortly here in Sunday Sport from the Dual Donegal International Rally.